Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which happens to be on the solemnity of the baptism of the Lord. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, welcoming you and presenting this program. Jesus must have waited for a sign. The emergence of John was that sign. This he saw was the moment when he had to launch out upon his real task in this life. He was waiting for the time to be right. He is now 30, and there must be a sign. At that time, there were many preachers and leaders who were urging the people on to take up arms and fight the Romans, who were the oppressors of their land. And Jesus knew that this was not his kingdom, but his kingdom was in the hearts of everyone who were ready for the light of forgiveness and love. In John, he saw someone who was preaching a change of heart, because there was a terrific disaster about to happen. Namely, the Romans were going to get tired of the uprisings in Palestine and would react with the strong arm of their arsenal and army. They would eventually march on Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, the promised people's city, and destroy their temple and absolutely devastate the whole land. John saw this as inevitable and decided to prepare the people for this day of annihilation and made sure that they would be ready because their sins would be forgiven and they would be ready for the promised land, which is with God in heaven forever. Jesus saw this as a pure motivation. Here was a movement of the people back to God, and with that Godward movement, he was determined to identify himself. He went for it, and lo and behold, the Lord in heaven acknowledged his decision, and he knew then that he was on the right path. He had begun now his mission. The heavens were torn open, and he was affirmed by the Father. There was absolutely no need for him to have sins forgiven, but he found the approval for his mission to preach the gospel through John's baptism. From the very day of Pentecost, the Church has celebrated and administered holy baptism. Indeed, St. Peter declares to the crowd, astounded by his preaching, and he said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." This is a direct quote from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Pope Francis spoke on the 12th of January 2014 at the Sacrament of Baptism in the Sistine Chapel and on the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord. And I quote him, "Before ascending into heaven, Jesus told us to go out into the whole world and baptize. And from that day forward up until today, this has been an uninterrupted chain. They baptize their children, and their children their own children, and those children, and also today this chain continues. Such is the chain of faith." What does this mean? I would like to tell you only this. You are those who transmit the faith, the transmitters. You have a duty to hand on the faith to these children. It is the most beautiful inheritance you will leave to them. The faith. Only this. Today, take this thought home with you. We must be transmitters of the faith. End of quote. You know that the heavens had remained closed for 400 years in the lives of the Jewish people. the chosen ones of God. And today, at the baptism of Jesus, the heavens are torn open and the voice of God is heard speaking personally to Jesus, his Son. Thou art my beloved Son. That's from Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. Each one of us at our baptism was anointed like Jesus as priest, prophet, and king. Those are the roles that we are to carry out in following Jesus. We have this understanding, I think most of us, that the priest is the one who stands at the altar and through certain words and signs performs religious rites. But all of us in our baptism share in the priesthood of Jesus. That means that when we come to the Eucharist, it isn't just the priest who is offering the Mass. It's all of us together. These are words written and proclaimed by Bishop Thomas Cumbleton, who is a founding member of Pax Christi in USA. This anointing is a stirring reminder of the sublime dignity conferred on us. We too must embrace these shared offices of priest, prophet, and king. These are the direct quote from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It surprises some of us to learn that the common priesthood is not a reference to the clergy. Yet the common priesthood designates all the baptized sharing in the priesthood of Christ, and it begins at one's baptism. Besides the priestly office, there is also a prophetic and kingly one. Vatican II describes the lay vocation this way. It belongs to the laity to seek the kingdom of God by engaging in temporal affairs and directing them according to God's will, so to illuminate and order all temporal things with which they are closely associated, that these may always be effected and grow according to Christ and may be to the glory of the Creator and Redeemer. The laity act prophetically when they speak the truth and live the gospel by example before their families, neighbors, and co-workers. Their mission is accomplished in the ordinary circumstances of the world. End of quote. So today we are reminded of baptism. We are reminded of the baptism of Jesus and our baptism. They are equal in that they are the beginnings of our life with Christ the Saviour. We are similar in so many ways with Christ because ultimately we are called to imitate him in our lives and be witnesses to him. Let us pray today for a renewal of our baptism promises, namely to renounce Satan and all his empty promises and to believe in the Trinity God who has provided for us the way to eternal life. May God bless you and help you in your efforts to be faithful to your baptism promises. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center, now closing and wishing you every happiness and peace in this new year. May God bless you.